It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. This week, we have one of metal's true guitar greats, Mr. Herman Lee of Dragon Force with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jackie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Excited to have you back. It's been such a long time. And you've got a great new album, Warp Speed Warriors, coming after the lengthiest break the band has had between records. Obviously, some of it necessitated by the world events. Do you think this made for a better album? Like, did anything change in terms of how you approached this latest release, given that more time was available?
Yeah, I think, having that time really helps, because we're not going to just make an album for the sake of it. We only make an album that we're happy about and we release it later. So, it's coming in at the right time.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Herman Lee from Dragon Force with us. The new Dragon Force record is called Warp Speed Warriors. This is Power of the Triforce. See the legend! It's Full Metal Jackie. Herman Lee from Dragon Force on the show with us. We're talking about the new record, Warp Speed Warriors. And Herman, one of the cool things for the band here recently was creating the song Power of the Saber Blade for the Beat Saber OS6 virtual reality video game. It feels like a perfect match with your aesthetic and playing for the band Enter That World. In creating this song, did you prep any by playing the game? And also, I'm sure you like to play and was wondering if you had a favorite video game. Like, what is your go-to?
Well, in 2019, I actually went and hunted down the creator of Beat Saber. I said, you got to have Dragon Force in the game. So it took quite a few years, but we got it together and they wanted us to make the hardest, fastest Dragon Force song for the game to create the ultimate challenge. So we did it and it was a lot of fun. And I obviously played the game before. I'm going to actually try it properly and try to make sure my arms don't fall off, but it's been a lot of fun. And I'm actually getting back into VR at the moment now that I got a new headset, for like sim racing.
Herman Lee from Dragon Force with us. Warp Speed Warriors, the new record from Dragon Force, is out now. Going to take a quick break. Coming up next, new music from Judas Priest. We've got Saxon and we've got more with Herman Lee. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Herman Lee of Dragon Force on the show with us this week. And Herman, I recently caught you and Alyssa Whiteglove's meddling up Taylor Swift's Wildest Dreams at a show. First off, who came up with the idea to take on Taylor Swift's song and give it that great arrangement? And secondly, have you heard from Taylor or even some of the Swifties with the reaction to your cover? And are you a fan as well?
So the story on that is 4 years ago, my daughter was born. So that was my first kid. And I was trying everything to make sure she doesn't cry, like first time parents. So apart from listening to metal and guitar music, she got me into Taylor Swift because she stopped her crying and kept her entertained. So I was listening to Taylor Swift for 4 years, pretty much straight for a long time. So I got into it and that's how I decided, let's do a cover of Taylor Swift's Wildest Dreams, because we can make it into something that sounds cool, fast and exciting, like very much Dragon Force style. So you can say I am now officially a Swiftie too. Can you believe it? I never thought I'd say it.
Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed Music. Music from Pantera and more with my guest Herman Lee of Dragon Force. It's Full Metal Jackie. Herman Lee of Dragon Force is on the show with us. And Herman, there's a great new collaboration on this new album in Doomsday Party with Elise from Amaranth. Now you're getting a chance to tour Europe with them as well. How did Elise come to be part of the song? And can you talk about how that relationship has developed over the years?
So during the kind of a pandemic, me and the other guitar player Sam, we wrote a kind of a joke song making fun of Amaranth, in a friendly way, and then that was on live stream, right? And then we got Elise, the singer, to kind of sing our silly version that we wrote about them making fun of them. So when we wrote this song Doomsday Party, we thought we actually can do with a duet. Female vocals, because it just kind of fit. So At that time, when we did the live stream, Elise told us she was a dancer before she was she wanted to be a professional dancer instead of, you know, being a metal goddess. So we thought, since we did the music video, which has us dancing terribly, we thought we'd get a pro that can sing well and do some cool moves on it. So that's how it came about. She was our first choice, and I'm glad that, you know, she accepted it. And eventually we end up touring together. So it's all kind of a coincidence that it all happened like that.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Iron Maiden and a new Demon Hunter track, and of course more with Herman Lee next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Herman Lee, guitarist for Dragon Force, on the show with us this week. And Herman, there's been a lot of talk about the state of the guitar solo lately. Kirk Hammett has stated that non-musicians don't typically remember guitar solos. Angel Vivaldi called him out for writing off a new generation of players. Marty Friedman recently said that he wished the traditional guitar solo would die a slow and painful death, arguing that guitar solos need to be more inventive rather than falling into the 8-bar solo with some flash and get out. As someone who is known for their guitar work, what's your take on the state of the guitar solo in 2024, and what would you like to see from the next generation of players?
I think there's still plenty of room for guitar solos, and of course there's so many great influential players out there. And I gotta say, sorry to tell you this, but just when you thought there's not enough guitar solos or it's gone away from the world, we had our song recently on the NFL playoff during the prime time commercial slot with Despicable Me 4. So obviously guitar solo is still a cool thing that is still being used. So I think it's cool to say something shocking, but to be honest, we all know guitar is not going anywhere.
Coming up next, new music from the band Make Them Suffer. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Herman Lee from Dragon Force. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Herman Lee of Dragon Force with us. And recently, the band got another cool pop culture moment. Your music was used in the trailer for Despicable Me 4. Being in a style of playing that's not always in the popular culture spotlight, what does it mean to you that Dragon Force has been able to find these platforms and be part of a discussion that can step outside your genre?
I think being ourselves was very important. You know, when we first became popular, we stuck to our guns. We didn't follow any trend, and we were able to survive playing 7-minute songs and, I don't know, 10 guitar solos in a song. And the way it goes, you know, with Through the Fire and Flames, it was a surprise for a lot of people to hear something like that. And it really blew up with Guitar Hero, that is now part of that pop culture in some way. You know, even up to now, I hear stories from fans saying, you know, I used to play that game and hear Dragon Force when I was like 5 years old, 7 years old, or they were in college with their friends. So it holds a lot of memories for people, that song. And so I'm really just grateful to be able to be part of people's lives, actually. And it brings so many positivity, that song. So Dragon Force, definitely, we specialize in kind of epic positivity. When you listen to us, you just want to do things. So that kind of keep us in your brain, you know, because we all want to get out there and do things and achieve something.
Herman Lee from Dragon Force with us. They've got a great new record, Warp Speed Warriors, and with lots of new material that will be a great additions to your set list. Herman, for you personally, do you have a song of this album that you're excited to have as part of your performances, either currently or down the road on your album support?
You know, I like, of course, every single song on the album, but I think the Burning Heart, that's a really cool song that I like. It's fast, melodic, and it's a little bit different than what you heard from us. So we still have the Dragon Force signature sound in there, and it's cool. It's got, again, I think it's like a 7-minute song with 13 guitar solos or something like that. So we're definitely not slowing down or playing less guitars.
Well, Herman, thank you so much for being on the show. Good luck with this new record. Again, Warp Speed Warriors, and hope to see you guys out there again soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie.
Sepultura coming up right after the break.